Today's recording is Le'ilui Nishmas for the sake of the ascent of the soul of Miriam Bas Avrom, who passed away just a few days ago, a woman who is completely filled with the love of every single Jew. May her merit protect the entire Jewish people, by her grandson Tani Polansky. Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim, and Jacob lived. He really lived in the land of Egypt. This week's Torah portion begins with the fact that the greatest of the patriarchs, Jacob, lived in the land of Egypt, but all the commentators explain that it means he lived his best years, the best 17 years of his life. He lived in the land of Egypt, the land that always represents a place of impurity, a place that seems to be dark and far from anything holy. That's where Jacob lived his best 17 years. And the holy Sfas Emes, the Ger Rebbe, brings in the name of his grandfather, the Chidush Harim, the first Ger Rebbe, that the reason and the way that Jacob was able to live his best years, even in the land of Egypt, was because Titein Emes LeYaakov, Jacob's attribute is Emes, is truth. Un mit Emes ken meleben the best year in afilu in Mitzrayim. With truth, we could live even the best years of our lives in any Egypt, as long as we have Emes, real truth. Real truth to be able to perceive what reality, any reality, even Egypt, really is. Because all exile is only when we're not able to see the truth of God, which is the truth that only God exists, Einein Milvadei, everything, even every Egypt, any Egypt we ever find ourselves, everything is only the light of God, only the light of God exists. We are also nothing other than the light of God. And if you have the truth, if you know the truth, you have the perspective of truth in any Egypt, you could live your best years in that Egypt by knowing that the truth of reality is just the light of God. Because if we truly believe in God and we know that God is essentially good and truly infinite beyond really just the idea of being good, God is the ultimate bliss, the ultimate consciousness, presence, and being, then if we see and we know the truth, we could live our best years in any Egypt. But it all depends on our perspective. Our perspective is our reality. And it all depends if we could, with our minds, see the truth, feel the truth, believe in the truth, that we're always within the light of God objectively, if that objective truth could be part of our subjective experience. And this is also the idea conveyed by one of the greatest experts ever in human life, in human experience, the bard of all bards, William Shakespeare, in those immortal words in Hamlet, when the young Prince Hamlet, the morose, depressed Hamlet, is confronted by his old, quote-unquote, friends, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. He sees that they've returned to Denmark, and Hamlet says to them, "My good friends, what have you deserved at the hands of fortune, that she sends you to prison hither?" Hamlet, who hates it there, calls the entire Denmark a prison. For him, being in Denmark is being in a prison, which surprises them. And Rosencrantz says, "Well, if Denmark's a prison, then the whole world is a prison." And Hamlet says, "Yep, there are many types of dungeons, many types of prisons. Denmark is one of the worst." And Rosencrantz says, "We think not so, my lord. We don't think that Denmark's a prison." Upon which Hamlet responds the beautiful, immortal words, "Why then, if you don't think that Denmark's a prison, why then 'tis none to you. For there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." And to me, it is a prison. The only thing that decides any Egypt we encounter in life, whether we're in a prison or in the loving embrace of God, in the freedom and beauty and the resting in the wings of the Shekhinah, the only thing that decides that is what our minds think. If we see the Emes, the truth of God, There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Can we in any Egypt think the truth, know the truth, that no matter what it looks like to us, we have to know objectively, in our subjective being, be aware of objective reality, that all there is the light of God, and in any Egypt we could live our best years in the embrace of God. I don't mean to sound harsh, but the only difficulty, and I'm talking to myself as well. I've been in the Egypts, I've been in the pain of life plenty of times. The only difficulty we really have of living the best years in any Egypt is whether the truth of our minds could overcome our emotions. Our emotions suffer so much from being in different Egypts. The Egypt of loss of a loved one, the Egypt of financial stress, the Egypt of children that are not turning out the way we would have liked them to turn out, the Egypt of loneliness, the Egypt of alienation, the Egypt of rejection, the Egypt of depression. All the Egypts, the pain of them comes from the emotions. But if we could know with our minds the truth that everything is the light of God and that's all that exists, and we could rest in that, then we could live our best years in any Egypt. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And it's worthwhile to mention that another great expert in human life, whose name was Baruch Spinoza, who lived an incredibly happy life, although living as a seemingly lonely, excommunicated bachelor in an upstairs attic all by himself, he was able to deeply explain how to achieve true liberty and true happiness. In the fourth part of his Ethics, he talks about the emotions, and the name of the chapter is Of Human Bondage, or the Strength of the Emotions. Of Human Bondage and the Strength of the Emotions. Emotions, the strength of the emotions are what keeps us in bondage, because when we emotionally respond to Egypt as such, we really are in prison. But then in the next chapter, where he speaks about the human mind, he calls the fifth chapter Of Human Freedom. And there he talks about that ultimate bliss is coming to love of God by using the mind, what he calls under the aspect of eternity, using the mind to see the perspective of the eternal. When we could free the emotions and allow the mind to bring the freedom of the perspective of the eternal, we could live our best years in any Egypt. When we know that everything, all that we experience, all Egypts are just another modes of extensions of the one God. And this might sound harsh, but any relationship therapist will also explain that the only way to have a good relationship is instead of having an emotional reaction to one's partner, but to rather use the intellect to see the grander story, the totality of the person, to be able to objectively see the issues and triggers that they have and understand that whatever's happening in the relationship is part of a much bigger picture, the story of which is the way to get to true love. And therefore, this week, when we read about Jacob having his best years in Egypt, we need to learn how to refocus our intellect under the aspect of the eternal, from the perspective of eternity, to see the truth of God in everything, thereby grounding our relationship with God in the mind as the way to achieve true freedom from any Egypt, and to live our best years always in God's embrace, even in these last moments of exile.